With an infrastructural overhaul, quarterly performance report and continued public-private partnerships on the horizon, the Health Ministry continues on its mandate for a healthier Jamaica. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton announced the plans expected to chart the way forward for the Ministry of Health in his recent sectoral debate presentation. Part of the government's plans includes the ministry's two-year major overhaul project expected to target infrastructural problems in the sector. The move comes in light of government efforts to promote preventative responses to the needs of the health sector.
In terms of the first objective, scoping, repairing, upgrading and replacing critical infrastructure, it is our intention to utilize some $3.5 billion over 2 years, primarily drawn from the reserves of the National Health Fund. The Health Fund, Mr. Speaker, has $10 billion in reserves. We commissioned a study by KPMG. Following that study, we concluded that a withdrawal of some $3.5 billion over 2 years would allow that entity to meet its obligations up to the next 10 years comfortably. All other things being equal.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. The overhaul will include upgrading of the Cornwall Regional Hospital and technical scoping work on the Spanish Town, St. Anne's Bay and Mandeville Hospitals to upgrade them from Type B to Type A. The infrastructural overhaul is aligned with the Ministry's 10-year strategic plan and the expansion of the National Insurance Scheme under the National Health Fund, NHF. The Health Ministry is seeking to partner with the United Kingdom, UK government for the training of the island's specialist nurses. Dr. Tufton says discussions are underway and an announcement will be made within the next 2 to 3 months on the progress of the talks.
What it would mean is that we train for some time here. They go to the UK for additional time, primarily on the clinical side because the UK has the hospitals. And at the end of that process, we both benefit from the value that is created by that trained nurse in that they can work in both locations.
The ministry is also moving to improve the retention of specialist nurses by increasing the cadre of staff in the establishment. During several meetings with the Nurses Association of Jamaica, NAJ, and the nurses, the minister made clear his dissatisfaction with the fact that many nurses were being routinely employed on a contractual basis. Some nurses have cited the lack of secure tenure as a contributing factor for the decision to migrate. Dr. Tufton is therefore delivering on his commitment to the nurses to resolve the anomaly.
I'm happy to announce today that we have taken a decision, the cabinet, to allow for an additional 300 posts to be established for specialist nurses, effective immediately with the improviso that once we complete the 10-year strategic plan and we align the HR requirements in an overall way, you will see additional posts being established.
Also on the Health Ministry's agenda is the development of a vital statistics document to provide data on the performance of the sector. The document is part of the government's efforts to promote transparency and accountability on the part of the ministry. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says too often conclusions are drawn off inadequate and inaccurate information.
The ministry has developed a document which will be published quarterly and tabled in this house, called Vitals for Vital Statistics, which will provide important data to the public on the performance of the sector. I'm happy to make this document available again as document number 2.
The document will feature the performance of hospitals in terms of the number of diagnostic tests conducted, births, infant mortality rate, operations done, and other critical activities. As the Health Ministry continues on its mandate towards achieving a reliable healthcare system, it implores Jamaicans to take more preventative measures by living healthier lives.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.